Welcome to episode 74 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless, yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing our journey through the American Revolution by taking a look at one of the most prolific myths of the era, the story of Valley Forge. This is one of the classic legends of the war. General George Washington and his Continental Army struggled through a long, blizzardy, and freezing winter of 1777 at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of soldiers died of cold-related illnesses, but loyal as they were to Washington and the burning cause of freedom, not a single one deserted. As nice as the story is, pretty much every aspect of it is wrong. Let's start with the weather. The winter of 1777 was damp and cold in Pennsylvania, but hardly blizzardy. No one died of hypothermia or anything like that at Valley Forge, and only a handful of soldiers actually died at the fort. The conditions were far from ideal, though. The moist weather created an environment conducive to disease, and at least 2,000 men died from camp diseases like dysentery and typhoid. They didn't actually technically die at the camp, they died at hospitals out on the perimeter farther away from the fort. To add insult to injury, the army had virtually no supplies. The soldiers had to scrounge what they could from nearby farms. No food, little pay, morale was at an all-time low. According to the legends, all the soldiers remained loyal, but the truth is that the Continental Army almost vanished then and there. Things turned around when a European military commander named Friedrich Wilhelm von Stuber showed up and pretty much saved the day. Washington put him to work right away introducing training and drilling programs that kept the Patriots occupied and feeling like they were actually doing something rather than sitting and waiting for death by disease of the British. It was thanks to Stuber that the army was ready to go come the spring of 1778. He transformed them over the winter from a ragtag collection of near deserters to an army worthy of fighting for the cause of independence. Now this week, we've talked all about the US and our fight to break away from Great Britain. Next week, we'll be talking about one of Great Britain's contributions to literature, the Harry Potter series. In honor of the release of the final movie, next week will be Harry Potter Week, where we'll talk about the secrets behind the scenes of one of the most beloved series in modern history. Secrets like author J.K. Rowling's obsession with trains, or how a certain dark wizard was the cause of World War II. Don't miss Harry Potter Week starting Sunday here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 74 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we look at the story behind one of the female heroes of the revolution, Molly Pitcher. But in case you couldn't guess it from the pattern of things this week, you'll probably be disappointed in the real story.